There is a coalition of clinics and interested parties opposing the law, but it was Falls Church Medical Center in Arlington that took it to court.
The key issue is whether these regulations substantively really are about protecting women's health or whether they're about driving small businesses that provide these services out of business.
Claire Gastignaga says the Virginia ACLU has fought the regulation from the beginning.
It's our view that when you take a new set of construction rules and apply them retroactively to existing facilities, when you've never done that before for any other healthcare institution, that says to us that what you're trying to do is make it impossible for people to continue to provide these services.
The State Board of Health gave final approval to the regulations in April following the resignation of former State Health Commissioner Karen Remley, who said she could not enforce them. Yesterday, the Virginia Department of Health said it would not comment on matters in court. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.